Hola, and welcome to another adventure on High Plains Passport. I have a confession to make. Here I am traveling about Central America where the people are more precious than gold, and I do not speak the language, only the bare backpacker minimum. I would like to justify myself by saying, well, I have been traveling to so many countries that it would be impossible to apprehend all the languages. But really, that's just an excuse. Latinos make up 51% of my community's population in western Kansas. Spanish is widely spoken, and being bilingual, in my opinion, is almost equivalent to a college degree. In my life, I don't want to have any regrets, but this is one. I really wish I would have studied Spanish when I was a child, when the brain is like a thirsty sponge. It would have been to my great advantage. But I didn't, and now my communication is limited to very basic conversations and seeking out bilingual people. Like my new friend Yoder, a receptionist at a hotel in Granada, Nicaragua. He is bilingual and is reaping all of the benefits.
And I feel so happy, you know. I sing, I rap.
Today, Yoder has generously agreed to show us his uncle's school where he studied English, and he is more than willing to talk to us in English, of course, about his journey through learning a foreign language.
Well, first of all, you know, since I was a child, I always wanted to speak a second language, you know, so then I had the opportunity to learn English.
You know, I started learning English when I was 14 years. And that was a good experience for me. And now I speak the language, I feel so happy, you know? Because I can interact with a lot of Americans, a lot of Europeans, you know? Yeah.
Were you really frustrated when you were learning English?
Well, I'm going to be honest, you know? When I first started learning English, I thought it was going to be hard for me. You know, I said, oh, I think I'm not going to learn this language. But then, you know, then... You know, things started changing, and it was different. When I was in second level, I was like, boom, getting the language into my head, you know. I did 12 levels, you know. I was like 3 years and a half. My graduation was on May 31st, 2008. Maybe like a few months later, I ran into my partners on the street, and they told me that they had found a better job, you know. Either speaking.
So you feel like you have more opportunities?
Yeah, for sure. 100% sure. And you take it from me, you know. Because, you know, at the hotel I'm working right now, I'm the only one who speaks English, you know. The other receptionists, they don't speak English. They might speak a little bit, but not like me. And I don't show off, you know. I'm not a show-off guy. So if I can help him out, I do it.
Do you ever want to go to an English-speaking country?
That's my dream, you know. My dream. America. I want to go to America, no matter what. I think I'm going to get it pretty soon.
Yoder has given me hope, for he once stood exactly where I am right now, at the base of this mountain, looking up at the seemingly impossible task of learning a foreign language. But step by step, word by word, he continues to climb. And you can just imagine, you can just hear the vista that he is viewing from all of his efforts. Regret can be a powerful thing, and when I go to my grave, I do not want to take regret. I want to take the view from the top of that mountain. High Plains Passport is written and produced by Valerie Smith. Music from Jose Gonzalez and also myself. Mucho gracias to Colorado East Bank and Trust in Greeley County, Kansas. Small town service, big bank products. See a documentary of today's show online and sign up for podcasts at hppr.org.